From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The commander of U.S. forces in Iraq, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, said Tuesday the U.S. military probably played a role in an airstrike in the contested city of Mosul, March 17, that killed dozens of civilians. But he said there are reports the blast could also have been caused by an Islamic State bomb. The general said that civilians may have been gathered together by the city's Islamic State defenders so the U.S. could be blamed for their deaths or to use them as human shields. He said the munitions used would not have caused entire buildings to collapse. Townsend said U.S. personnel have inspected the site to gather further information. U.N. Human Rights Office spokesman Rupert Colville Tuesday said exposing civilians to possible harm is a tactic often used by Islamic State known as ISIL.
Bodies continue to be found in buildings where civilians were reportedly held by ISIL as human shields. And were subsequently killed by airstrikes conducted by Iraqi security forces and the international coalition forces, as well as by improvised explosive devices allegedly planted in the same buildings by ISIL.
The UN said more than 300 people were killed in Mosul between February 17 and March 23rd. An Ivorian court Tuesday cleared former First Lady Simone Gbagbo of crimes against humanity and war crimes for her role in the 2011 civil war that left some 3,000 dead.
C'est leur sentiment, c'est leur émotion.
Public prosecutor Ali Yo said there was a sense in the court that it's time for reconciliation. Simone Gbagbo was convicted 2 years ago of offenses against the state and sentenced to 20 years in prison. That sentence was upheld on appeal. Her husband, former President Laurent Gbagbo, is standing trial before the International Criminal Court at The Hague on similar war crimes charges. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May Wednesday will file formal divorce papers with the European Union, triggering a 2-year period of separation that, according to Monash University European Union analyst Ben Wellings, will usher in a period of uncertainty on the future of the world's fifth biggest economy, as well as the future itself of the EU.
We can't understate its historical significance. It's the first time the EU has contracted in its 60-year history rather than expanded. And also it's the end of 44 years of British foreign policy, in which membership of the European Union and its predecessors was the actual central element.
The invoking of the Lisbon Treaty's Article 50 comes 9 months after British voters elected to leave the EU in a referendum. Meanwhile, the Scottish Parliament voted Tuesday to seek a new independence referendum from Britain over Brexit, although London has rejected the second referendum. An Arab summit is set to get underway Wednesday in Jordan, with the kingdom's foreign minister calling the Palestinian cause the central issue. Political analyst Nidal Mansour said he expects the summit to send a message to President Donald Trump that Arab leaders remain united behind the so-called Arab Peace Initiative. It calls for an Israeli withdrawal from all occupied territories in exchange for recognizing the Jewish state, as well as a just settlement of the Palestinian refugee problem. Amin Saikold is an Arab analyst at Australian National University.
In their view, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is at the root causes of many other problems in the region, and therefore they would like to really highlight this as strongly as possible.
Israeli-Palestinian peace talks have been stalled for 3 years. The role of Iran in the region, especially in Syrian and Yemen conflicts, are also expected to be on the summit agenda. The U.S. Senate Tuesday overwhelmingly approved the expansion of the NATO alliance to include the Balkan country Montenegro. The 97-2 vote easily surpassed the two-thirds requirement. It appears likely President Trump will support the country's accession bid. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson earlier said it was in the interest of the U.S. that Montenegro join NATO. Russia opposes NATO expansion. South African anti-apartheid activist Ahmed Kathrada, close colleague, fellow prisoner of the late President Nelson Mandela, died Tuesday at age 87. He spent more than a quarter century behind bars for opposing South Africa's white minority government. Kathrada died at a Johannesburg hospital after being admitted for surgery for a blood clot on the brain. A French court Tuesday sent the infamous Carlos the Jackal back to prison for a third life sentence after convicting him of a grenade attack 4 decades ago on a Paris shop that killed 2. U.S. consumer confidence surged to a more than 16-year high in March amid growing labor market optimism. Meanwhile, the U.S. goods trade deficit narrowed in February. Housing prices also increased. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.